Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sub-focused rolling bass tool in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school DNB vibes, and the whole mission is simple: create that timeless forward momentum without turning the low end into mod. This is an advanced session, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around MIDI, automation, grouping, and Ableton stock devices. What we're after here is not just a bass sound, we're building a practical DJ tool. Something that can hold a tune together, drive a breakbeat, and still leave enough space for the drums, atmosphere, and any sampled hooks to breathe. For this style, the sub is part of the groove. It's not just low frequency weight. It needs to lock with the kick and the break, stay mono and clean, move rhythmically, translate on club systems, and keep the track feeling alive without overcomplicating the arrangement. So let's get into the build. First, create a new MIDI track and load a clean synth for the sub. Operator is perfect here, but Wavetable works too if you keep it disciplined. If you use operator, set oscillator to assign wave and mute the other oscillators. You want a pure foundation. No unison, no detune, no fancy stereo stuff. Just a stable, solid low end. Shape the amp envelope so it responds like a bass instrument, not like a pad. Keep the attack very fast, almost instant, with a short to medium decay depending on how long you want the notes to ring. Sustain should stay full and release should be short enough to keep things tight, maybe around 50 to 120 milliseconds. The idea is to make each note hit with intention. Now, before we even think about sound processing, let's talk about MIDI phrasing. This is where the roller feel really starts. Don't just write root notes on every downbeat and call it a day. That can work in a basic loop, but for that classic jungle momentum, you want syncopation, small gaps, passing tones, and note lengths that are treated almost like drum hits. Think of the sub like a percussion part. Seriously. In old-school DNB, placement and duration matter as much as pitch. A tiny gap before a note can make the next hit feel heavier than if you just add more notes. So use short notes for push, longer notes for weight, and leave some breathing room on purpose. A strong pattern often lands with the kick, answers the snare, and leaves just enough space for the breakbeat to stay alive. If your bass is stepping all over the snare, the whole thing loses that bounce. Let's add the sub-processing chain next. After operator, drop in an EQ8, then a saturator, then a compressor or glue compressor, and finally a utility. Start with EQ8. Keep this subtle. If the sub is already clean, you may barely need to touch it. If there's muddiness, make a gentle cut somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Don't start boosting sub frequencies just to fake more power. If the low end feels weak, fix the source, not the EQ. Next is saturator. This is where we add a little harmonic translation, so the sub reads better on smaller systems. Keep the drive mild, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. The goal is not audible distortion. The goal is to help the ear follow the bass line without compromising the fundamental. Then bring in compression if the sub is uneven. Use a low ratio, around 2 to 1, with a moderate attack and release. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you want the sub to breathe slightly with the kick, sidechain it very subtly from the kick drum. Fast attack, tempo-aware release, and keep it understated. In classic DNB, sidechaining should feel like space creation, not like a pumping effect for its own sake. Finish the chain with utility and make sure the width is at zero. The sub must stay mono. If you've done the rest properly, this just reinforces what should already be true. Now let's build the motion layer. This is the part that gives the bass its personality and makes it readable on smaller speakers or in a DJ mix. The sub gives you weight, but the motion layer gives you audibility and character. On a second MIDI track, load another instance of Wavetable or operator. You can use a more harmonically rich shape here, maybe a square, saw, or a filtered FM-style tone. The important thing is that this layer sits above the sub and doesn't fight it. After the synth, add auto-filter, saturator or overdrive, then maybe chorus ensemble or frequency shifter for character, then EQ8 and utility. With auto filter, you can shape the movement across the phrase. Low pass or band pass both work, depending on the sound. If you want the bass to feel like it opens and closes over time, automate the cutoff over 2 or 4 bars. A slight rise into a phrase and a small dip after the snare can create that subtle roller motion that feels alive without sounding obvious. Use saturation or overdrive on this layer more freely than on the sub. This is where you can push the attitude. Just don't let it get so fuzzy that it masks the clean foundation. If you want width, do it here, not on the sub. A little chorus ensemble can work well on upper harmonics, but keep it restrained. The stereo image should come from the motion layer only. The low end stays locked in the center. Now let's talk about the actual roller momentum. This is where the bass becomes more than just a tone. The movement should relate to the drums. In jungle and old school D&B, the groove lives in the relationship between the bass and the break. Use MIDI velocity variation if your patch responds to it. Lower velocity can feel darker or softer, higher velocity can bring out more edge. If the synth isn't velocity sensitive, you can still use note length and filter automation to create the same sense of expression. Try automating the filter cutoff over the course of a phrase. Open it slightly into a turnaround, close it a touch after a snare hit, then reopen it when the loop restarts. These tiny moves can do a lot. You don't need huge sweeps. In fact, too much movement can kill the classic roller feel. You can also wrap the whole bass setup in an instrument rack and map a few important controls to macros. Good macro targets here are filter cutoff, saturator drive, envelope decay, stereo width on the upper layer, and sidechain amount. Once those are mapped, you can automate one macro instead of juggling 10 different parameters. That keeps the sound coherent and makes the workflow much faster. Now let's write a classic two-bar phrase. At around 172 BPM, start with a root note on beat 1. Add a short offbeat answer after the kick. Then let one note lead into beat 2, and leave a small rest for the snare impact. On the second bar, keep the core idea but vary it slightly. Maybe add a passing tone or an octave hit. Then finish with a pickup into the loop restart. That kind of phrasing creates the feeling of repetition with evolution. It's repetitive enough to lock the listener in, but it keeps changing just enough to stay interesting. A really important tip here: check the groove with just the drums and bass. Mute everything else. If the low end still feels great on its own, you're on the right path. If it only works once pads, effects, and atmosphere are all playing, the bass is probably too dependent on the rest of the arrangement. Also, monitor quietly sometimes. A strong roller should still read clearly at low volume. If the bass disappears when you turn the monitors down, that usually means the harmonic layer needs better shaping. Once the MIDI version is working, resample it. For DJ tools, audio is king. Solo the bass group, record it to a new audio track, or export the loop. Then you can chop it, rearrange it, reverse slices, or trigger it in simpler ways. This makes the part easier to arrange and much more CPU-friendly. Resampling also gives you that classic jungle workflow where the bass becomes something you can edit like a sample. That's huge for intro tools, mix tools, drop tools, and outro sections. In the arrangement, think like a selector and a mixer. For an intro tool, bring in the drums first and tease the bass with filtering before the full sub appears. For a mix tool, keep the loop controlled and clean. For a drop tool, let the full sub and motion layer hit together with a snare filled before entry. And for an outro, strip the motion layer first and leave the sub behind long enough for a clean blend. The bass and drums need to converse. If the kick is punchy, make space for it. If the snare is huge, don't crowd it. If the break is busy, keep the bass simple and strong. The best rollers don't sound overbuilt. They sound inevitable. A few common mistakes to avoid here: don't widen the sub, don't oversaturate the low end, don't write bass notes that fight the snare, and don't pile on too many layers. More layers do not automatically mean more power. In this style, clarity is power. If the low end gets too crowded, the momentum collapses. For darker or heavier D&B, you can add a parallel dirt return with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and maybe a little redux if you want grit. Send only the motion layer or selected bass hits into it. Blend it subtly. You can also try frequency shifter on the upper layer for a slightly unstable, haunted character. That can sound amazing in jungle when used with restraint. Another advanced move is to create a quiet translation layer around the low mid area. This isn't for power, it's for readability. It helps the bass line remain audible on small speakers, headphones, or in a crowded mix. A little band pass filtering and light saturation can go a long way there. And here's a great arranging trick: create energy ladders every 8 bars. Start simple, add a passing tone or pickup, open the motion layer a bit, then strip it back for the reset. That keeps the track moving without needing constant new ideas. So here's your practice task: build a 2-bar roller bass tool at 172 BPM. Keep the sub layer pure, mono, and simple. Build a motion layer with filter movement and subtle saturation. Write a phrase with a root note, a syncopated answer, a passing tone, and a pickup into the next bar. Use at least one stock Ableton device for harmonic shaping, map at least one macro, then resample the result and make an audio loop from it. If you want to push it further, make three versions: a clean mix tool, a darker and dirtier version, and a high-pressure drop version. Compare how each one changes the sense of momentum. You'll learn a lot from that A/B process. So to wrap it up, a timeless roller in Ableton Live 12 comes down to discipline, groove, and phrase control. Keep the sub clean and mono. Add motion in a separate layer. Use note length, rests, and automation to create momentum. Leave room for the break. Resample when the idea works. And always think like a DJ tool, not just a sound design exercise. That's the recipe. Clean sub, expressive upper layer, drum-friendly phrasing, and a loop that keeps moving without losing its balance. That's how you get that classic jungle and old-school D&B pressure. If you want, I can turn this into a full Ableton rack plan, a 4-bar MIDI example, or a step-by-step Live 12 device chain with exact settings.